Port of Virginia CEO talks tariffs and investment amidst industry shifts. The Port of Virginia has recently experienced a significant leadership shift with Sarah McCoy taking over as CEO and Executive Director. This change comes at a time when the agency is facing various challenges, including rising tariffs and changing supply chain dynamics. McCoy's background in law and her 11-year tenure at the Virginia Port Authority make her well-equipped to address these issues. Her appointment marks a new era for the port, one that prioritizes innovation and investment. The port has seen significant growth in recent years, with 3.24 million TEUs handled in 2025, ranking it sixth among U.S. container ports. This growth is expected to continue as the agency focuses on elevating supply chain efficiency. McCoy's focus on modernizing the port's infrastructure includes introducing new technologies and equipment, such as the unique cranes that have been installed at the facility. These cranes are not only state-of-the-art but also set a new standard for container handling among U.S. ports. Their installation is a testament to the agency's commitment to investing in cutting-edge technology. The introduction of these cranes marks an important step towards elevating supply chain efficiency and competitiveness. By embracing innovation, the Port of Virginia aims to stay ahead of the curve in a rapidly changing industry landscape. As the industry continues to navigate complex global trade policies, tariffs, and shifting consumer demand, investing in modern infrastructure like these unique cranes is crucial for competitiveness. The port's focus on innovation and investment will be key to its success in this era. The Port of Virginia's new CEO, Sarah McCoy, is well-positioned to lead the agency through these challenges and capitalize on opportunities for growth and expansion. With her background in law and experience at the port, McCoy is poised to drive positive change and take the agency forward in a period marked by significant industry shifts.